Job stress, financial obligations, or relationship problems have you feeling stressed out? When life is too much to handle, use Apothecary Herbs' emotional stress formula. Feel calm and more in control with herbs especially combined to provide the organic nutrition your system needs to help you cope. Complete instructions for maximum benefit and a money-back guarantee. You've waited long enough. Call Apothecary Herbs now. Toll free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com. Is your PSA count high? Half of all men over 50 have an enlarged prostate. You can shrink your prostate without harmful drugs or risky surgery. The secret to healing the prostate is to cleanse the prostate and the liver. Call Apothecary Herbs to ask about the Prostate Kit for a comprehensive way to heal and soothe your prostate. Educate yourself on how easy it can be to disinfect, cleanse, and restore your prostate gland. Call Apothecary Herbs for the Prostate Kit and successfully reduce swelling, inflammation, dissolve stones, and cleanse the blood to obtain the results you need. Money-back guarantee with every purchase. Call the experts in organ cleansing. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the Prostate Kit and empower yourself. Toll free, 866-229-3663. For international callers, 704-875-8010. That's toll free, 866-229-3663. Or visit the web at thepowerherbs.com. If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
2-3-2-3-2-3-2-3-2-3-2-3-2-3-2-3-2-3-2-3-2-3-2-3-2-3-2-3-2-3-2-3-2-3-2-3-2-3-2-3-2-3-2-3-2-3-2-3-2-3-2-3-2-3-2-3-2-3-2-3-2-3-2-3-2-3-2-3-2-3-2-3-2-3-2-3-2-3-2-3-2-3-2-3-2-3-2-3-2-3-2-3-2-3-2-3-2-3-2-3-2-3-2-3-2-3-2-3-2-3-2-3-2-3-2-3-2-3-2-3-2-3-2-3-2-3-2-3-2-3-2-3-2-3-2-3-2-3-2-3-2-3-2-3-2-3-2-3-2-3-2-3-2-3-2-3-2-3-2-3-2-3-2-3-2-3-2-3-2-3-2-3-2-3-2-3-2-3-2-3-2-3-2-3-2-3-2-3-2- we're here to empower you. That's the good news. Yes, yes, we have an excellent show, Magical Engineer Frank and I, ready to roll. And thanks for joining us here on the American Voice Radio Network. We are going to be talking about designer bacterias. Have you heard about these? Ooh, well, then you're in for a treat. We're here to enlighten you, protect you, give you the heads up, if you will. Also, if we get time, we're going to be talking a little bit about vaccines and maybe some other thing. We got a bunch of stuff. You know, we'll just see how the hour rolls. And we have a quack report. But before we get to all that great stuff, big salute and Semper Fighter, righteous men and women in uniform. You heard me say that over and over again. I lift them up in prayer. Also, I lift all of America up in prayer. We definitely need a righteous father sitting on his throne to help America out. If it's his will, he will. But, you know, it's our duty to ask. We're supposed to plead for justice and truth and seek the Lord's face and, you know, hit the knees and mind the time it grows short. So I hope all of you are doing that, lifting our voices up in prayer. It's real important to spend some time in the scripture to know what God expects so that we can fulfill those things. Because you know what? God loves obedience over sacrifice. Just remember that. He doesn't need your money. He doesn't need anything but obedience, really. Loyalty and obedience. Rare things. Rare things. That's what he wants. And I know you guys got that. So let's, you know, you got this. So let's hit the knees and seek the Lord's face every day. And without further ado, let's do the quack report. Thanks, Frank. Okay, up in the quack report, first up is bacteria, apparently. Let's see, a bacterial infection that's been called Elizabeth King Gia is claimed 20 lives in Wisconsin and Michigan. Confirmed now some cases in Illinois, according to CBS Chicago. Apparently, it's a mysterious bacteria, but people are dying from it. It's unknown how exactly they're actually getting infected. According to Dr. Nivra Shah, of Director of Illinois Department of Public Health, says this bacteria exists normally in an environment. It exists in water and soil. It's pretty much everywhere. But it's a relatively new bacteria to science. It was discovered by microbiologist Elizabeth King in 1959. That's where they coined it Elizabeth Kinga bacteria. So it's appeared in Wisconsin. There's been 57 confirmed cases of the illness, according to the Department of Health there. They've also confirmed a case in Michigan. So they say that the bacteria poses a greater risk to people that have underlying health problems, especially older people over the age of 65, because a lot of them have health conditions. And the symptoms are you get a fever, chills, a cough, some joint pain, and in some cases a skin condition. But doctors say it's not transmitted person to person, so if you come down with it, you're not contagious. But they're still not understanding how people are getting it. Okay, last but not least in the quack report, here's why people who eat lots of apples, guess what? They live longer. Yep. This is the University of Western Australia, their study. They said women who eat apples every day, and they not only keep the doctor away, but they 35% less likely are going to die young, so they improve their longevity, according to their study. So the scientists are thinking that the benefits from apples and other fruits and vegetables, because of the flavonoids, you know, if you get a lot of quantity of flavonoids in natural organic food source, whole foods, that you're going to improve your likelihood of living longer. So flavonoids, they get it from the apple skin, so you got to eat the skin. Can't just peel them. They also say the apple skin, the pectin in the apple skin, helps improve artery relaxation. So if you got stiff or contracted arteries, they say eat some apples. So the higher the intake, the lower the risk of mortality and cancer for women when you eat apples. Plus, if you eat apples every day over the course of a year, you lose 10 pounds. And that wraps the quack report.
That's all, folks.
Thank you, Frank. Alrighty. First up here, we're going to be talking about some designer bacteria. Because most people, you know, have heard that science is capable of making pathogens, you know, in the lab for specific purposes. Most of them are synthetic versions of the organic bacteria. And we're also aware that, you know, there's bioweapons used by the military, and even how some of these pathogens have been mishandled and some are missing or shipped to various parts of the country when they shouldn't have. So what is science up to with regards to designer bacteria, and what did they intend to do with them? Well, we're going to check it out. So let's look at the strains, because there are hundreds of strains of bacteria. pharmaceutical companies have been making antibiotic drugs from various strains of bacteria and fungus for years. And science has really no idea how many strains there are, only that they know the ones they have been able to catalog. So according to the National Institute of Health, science has cataloged what they think is 99% of the bacteria that lives in the human body. They've listed about 10,000 microbes, with a majority of them being harmless, and a few of them could turn deadly. So science calls this the Human Microbiome Project, and this is a 5-year work project involving hundreds of scientists and dozens of universities. And they're publishing their finds in the journal articles, of course. And why would science want to collect and study the different bacteria that's in our human body? You know, supposed to be there, I guess, you know. Well, they are looking for mechanisms in bacteria, shows them how the bacteria influences the function of the body. For instance, they know certain bacteria can help the digestive tract work properly or improperly, depending on the species of the bacteria and the size of the colony. And one key that I found why science is interested in the human bacteria is to catalog the bacteria's ecological niches and to understand the different strains and their function or interaction, especially when it comes to the immune system. All right, so they've got this whole thing, you know, kind of scaled out. It's called a bacteria tree. The scientists at the University of California are collecting new bacteria samples and putting them in what they are calling the bacterial tree of life. And they are also mapping the DNA of the bacteria. So the research team at Washington University in St. Louis is looking at the microbes in humans that cause illnesses. So they seem to be studying only the most dangerous bacteria, such as the most virulent strains of E. coli. And they report that they want to understand the mechanism in them that causes them to become deadly. So the new technology has, you know, made the sequencing of the DNA cheaper and faster so they can accomplish this. And soon the scientific world will have the genetic analysis of the human bacteria that can do the most harm. Now, according to Christopher Wanjik, he's an author of the book Bad Medicine, he says, what they will do with this information is what is important. And that's exactly right. What do they intend to do with this information? Well, the University of Texas at Austin may have a clue. They've been selecting bacteria to make into adjuvants for your vaccines. So for this project, they are selecting from a menu of 61 new strains, and the scientists are engineering the bacteria to make synthetic versions of them. Well, why? Well, they tell us that the bacteria will be added to vaccines with influenza viruses, pertussis, cholera, papillomavirus vaccines in order to enhance them. Enhance them. Yeah, in January 2013, the Journal of Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences published a paper on how scientists are inserting these engineered strains of E. coli to transform vaccines and highly influence the human immune system. Okay, so they're engineering these strains of E. coli, and it's like a new class of biological adjuvants is what it is. And they're going to highly influence the human immune system. And I'm like, I'll bet. I bet it's going to be an influence, all right. So what we actually have are scientists really playing around in the lab with pathogens and experimenting on people. So I want you to check out this admission by one biology professor. This is Stephen Trent, professor of biology at the College of Natural Sciences. He says this: for 70 years, the only adjuvants being used were aluminum salts. They worked, but we didn't fully understand why, and there were limitations. The new biological adjuvants approved by the FDA are going to allow us to design vaccines in a much more intentional way. End of quote. intentional way. My question is, what is their intent, right? Well, according to a report by the University of Texas, adjuvants were discovered by accident when contaminated batches of vaccines were reported to work more efficiently. So obviously science knew they had contaminated vaccine products and used them anyway to record what happened compared to the pure batch of vaccines. So, you know, in any other business, any other field, if they were using contaminated product, they'd have been shut down by authorities, right? So a business, you know, couldn't work like that. But then what are we talking about here? Well, we're talking about other things here. And you know what I mean. So Professor Trent, referring to these adjuvants that were discovered by accident, he says this, it's the dirty little secret in immunology to use dirty vials for a better response, end of quote. So science says it learned to make the vaccines dirty with adjuvants for what they claim is a higher effective treatment. So adjuvants basically are just scientific, it's a scientific term for bacteria added to your vaccine. Bet you didn't know that. So if they load the vaccines up with bacteria, they say that the immune system reacts better. But the problem is, the immune system does not react or make antibodies to an artificial infection placed directly into a bloodstream, and immunologists and virologists already know this. So what they know is that vaccines actually create a weakness and disease in the body. So bioengineering bacteria for a direct assault into a human blood system will trigger a myriad of health problems. So science has more dirty secrets than we care to count. Now think about this. If science uses a dead, killed, or inactivated strain of disease in a vaccine and then adds bacteria adjuvants to supposedly enhance the immune system response, then how can an immune system make an antibody to thwart an already inactivated dead strain of disease? It's not active. Okay, so science says it is, you know, attempting to teach the human immune system to work better. I believe this to be false, and more importantly, so do scientists that work in the vaccine industry because they don't get vaccinated. Well, let's take a little course here, a little virology 101. When scientists go to biology class and learn about how the immune system engages infectious disease to produce antibodies, they learn that there's a specific system which engages the immune system. Pathogens normally enter the human body by mouth, by breathing them in through the pulmonary, or by absorption through the skin or a break in the skin. So the entry points have checkpoints as the pathogen makes its way deep into cells and into the bloodstream. The immune system is sent chemical messages about this invader. And by the time the pathogen reaches the bloodstream, the immune system knows which immune system cells to release. The immune system may release lymphocytes and antigens in order to adapt and make changes to the attack for the invading pathogen. So the immune system may need to release effector cells suited to kill microbes and work hand in hand with the adaptive responses. So the immune system will determine from where immune system cells will be released. Will it be from the lymph nodes, the tonsils, the spleen, or your appendix? All this cannot be coordinated and communicated to the immune system if the disease is directly injected or deposited into your blood through a vaccine. So in the case of vaccines, the immune system thinks the disease in the blood is supposed to be there as it received no warning. Therefore, it wasn't engaged and there is no antibody. So the bacterial microbes are allowed to penetrate deep into tissues and cause inflammation. The scientists have engineered the bacteria into an endotoxin molecule, which means they are designed to penetrate deep into cells, creating a lot of inflammation and a lot of problems. So it also allows the bacteria to grow. So my concern is that science, not fully understanding how their vaccine is working, will produce more internal medicine diseases. Now, Professor Trent's work is about using bacteria like E. coli and engineering it into an endotoxin to deliver not just one or two bacterial antigens, but a multiple spread of diseases within the vaccine. This could be his version of a universal vaccine. I don't know. But here's another admission that their scientific guesses or hypotheses that they say is played out on all of humanity. Here's again Professor Trent. He says, I think we're at the dawn of a new age of vaccine design. For a long time, vaccinology was really a trial and error field. It was a black box. We knew certain things worked, and we knew certain vaccines had certain side effects, but we didn't entirely know why. Now that's changing, end of quote. Well, it just proves that they've been playing around with your immune system for 70 years. Guessing. Hoping. Right? Well, the image that science projects is that they know all the answers and have no problem circumventing how the human body works and attempting to redesign it. Now, it really is a total contempt for God, because we were created in the image of God. And there is nothing wrong with the immune system God created. So as Professor Trent pointed out, vaccines have consequences, but they call them side effects. I think it is sinful enough to create bioweapons to harm the body, but to compel people to submit to such destruction under duress and under the disguise that is healthy for them is really narcissistic and evil. So I anticipate that there will soon be an entire generation of people who have no natural working immune system thanks to vaccinology. Well, I think, we should take this vaccine and give it to the sidewalk. Give it a sidewalk shot. Because instead of pumping designer bacteria into the arms of unsuspecting patients, well, it should be given a more practical use. Researchers at the University of Newcastle in the UK have designed a bacterium that manufactures glue that can fix cracks in concrete. So this bacterium penetrates the crack, produces calcium carbonate glue that then hardens as strong as the rest of the concrete. I think that's cool. It literally knits the stone back together, basically. So they use a bacteria commonly found in soil. It's called Bacillus subtilis. And the product name is Bacillophila. Cute, huh? It is an environmentally friendly fix to any structure. It is cost effective. It doesn't take long for the product to work as it reacts to the pH in the material, and therefore it won't work outside the applied area. And they have already tested it in earthquake zones, securing structures to prevent further damage and collapse until the proper repairs can be assessed. There you go. A little Bacillophila for your sidewalk. That's where I say the bacteria should go. Yeah, I know. It's like every day I am chipping away at saving immune systems. That's how I feel. Science may be attempting to kill immunity one shot at a time, but I'm attempting to save it with immune-boosting herbs. So, God has promised us that his herbs are here for the service of man and for the healing of the nations. God cannot lie. So it all comes down to who you believe, science or creation. So there are herbs to cleanse away pharmaceutical residues and heavy metals and radioactive particles, as well as to strengthen your immune system function. So if you'd like more information on how you can rebuild your immune system and regenerate organs, well, then call the experts. Call Apothecary Herbs for their organic whole food herbal formulas. Apothecary Herbs has a toll-free number at 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. If you're outside the U.S., dial 704-885-0277. That's 704-885-0277. Of course, they do have a website, lots of information on there. You can tap into the Healthy Guidelines tab and learn a lot about immune boosting and organ cleansing. And that's thepowerherbs.com, thepowerherbs.com. That's where your healthcare options just became endless because it puts the power back in your hands. Yep. You know, God wanted you to have that independence, that strength, that ability to feel comfortable in your own skin, to be in control of your health destiny. Yeah. He didn't want you to be enslaved to drugs for life, you know, be chained to a pharmaceutical product, right? And herbs aren't supposed to be, taken every day like a pharmaceutical. They're there to strengthen you. And then, you know, hopefully whatever weaknesses in your lifestyle, you've corrected those. And then you're free and clear. You're not supposed to have to use herbs, rely on them for life either. They're there when you need them, but they're not a have to have every day. Now, if you're on the website, do sign up for the online newsletters. They're totally free, delivered to your email each week. The American Survival goes out on Tuesday, and the Health Quest goes out on Friday, so that will go out tomorrow if you want to sign up. Just go on the website and go under Books and Newsletters and sign up there, okay? And it's thepowerherbs.com. Get a free catalog, and of course, if you want to place an order, do see notice the money-saving coupon, little button, top left corner. And you can save on your order. Just click that tab, and you can cut and paste those coupon codes into your shopping cart. Now, of course, if you don't have internet, don't like to shop on internet, I totally get that. And so you can just call the toll-free and say, hey, I want to place an order, or I want a mail order catalog with an order form. And you can put the coupon codes on your order form or use them over the phone when you place an order. That's fine, too. See there? Lots of ways, you know, to do it. Lots of ways. ThePowerHerbs.com, 866-229-3663. Puts the power back in your hands. That's what I like about it. All right. I know we got to take a break here in a minute, but we're going to just prime the pump here, and we're going to talk a little bit about vaccines, a little bit, and then after that, we may touch on to some organic mood of disorders and syndromes there. We'll see how the hour goes here in the second half of the show. But, you know, vaccines are mandated by the government, has drastically increased the number of vaccines we're supposed to get since 2010. So initially, healthcare workers, first responders, military and nursing home employees were in, you know, the crosshairs of all this. And, you know, big pharma wants them to be vaccinated, mandated. So according to Alan Phillips, he's been on the show before, he's a vaccine attorney here in North Carolina, he says the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services is pushing very aggressively for 90% compliance of all healthcare workers in the U.S. to get their flu shots. And after that, God knows what it'll be. Papilloma, you know, shots, dysentery shots, whatever shots they can think of, see. So, you know, you give a mouse a cracker, he wants a glass of milk. I'm going to take a little break. And on the other side, more news. We'll be right back. She drank and pulled up. She put the lime in the cooking. Now she drank and pulled up. She put the lime in the cooking. Now she called a doctor, woke him up and said, doctor, ain't there nothing I can take? I said, doctor, do we leave this belly ache? I said, doctor, ain't there nothing I can take? I said, doctor, do we leave this belly ache? Now let me get this straight. Put the lime in the coconut. She drank and pulled up. Put the lime in the coconut, you drank and pulled up. Put the lime in the coconut, you drank and pulled up. Put the lime in the coconut, you called the doctor, woke him up, said, doctor, ain't there nothing I can take? I said, doctor, do we leave his belly ache? I said, doctor, ain't there nothing I can take? I said, doctor, do we leave his belly ache? You put the lime in the coconut.
pumping life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
Job stress, financial obligations, or relationship problems have you feeling stressed out? When life is too much to handle, use Apothecary Herb's emotional stress formula. Feel calm and more in control with herbs especially combined to provide the organic nutrition your system needs to help you cope. Complete instructions for maximum benefit and a money-back guarantee. You've waited long enough. Call Apothecary Herbs now. Toll free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at the 3Ws.thepowerherbs.com.
Double O 7, your assignment is to find out what herb secrets herbalist Wendy Wilson has on Herb Talk Live.
Apothecary Herbs announces a brand new formula to help balance blood pressure from head to foot, strengthen your heart muscle, and reduce cholesterol. Now you have a professional strength alternative that works all without fear or worry of serious side effects. Empower yourself. Become independent from the expensive drugs. Call Apothecary Herbs and ask for heart, blood pressure, and cholesterol formula toll-free. 866-229-3663 or online at the 3Ws.thepowerherbs.com. Heart, blood pressure, and cholesterol formula is just $24.95 and comes with a money-back guarantee. So get a pencil and write this down. Apothecary Herbs, toll-free, 866-229-3663 or on the web at the 3Ws.thepowerherbs.com.
American Voice Radio Network is heard on Galaxy 19 at 97 degrees west, transponder 23, frequency 12115, audio PID 2595. AVR is heard on the left side audio channel, and AVR 2 is heard on the right side audio channel. Remember, both AVR and AVR 2 are on Galaxy 19. Same network, double the choices.
Make the aspirin mistake. Aspirin was discovered by mistake during World War II and suppresses your immune system and prevents blood clotting. Don't expose your body to risk when you can use a natural inflammation and pain reliever called Extra Strength Pain Relief by Apothecary Herbs. Discover the power this formula has with salicin to enter the system in 60 seconds to work hard and relieve pain for 12 hours. Whether it's arthritis, sports injury, or flu, you can relieve aches, pain, and swelling with our Extra Strength Pain Relief formula. Call Apothecary Herbs now, toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at the 3Ws.thepowerherbs.com.
From the break, and we're talking about vaccines real quick. And, you know, mentioned Alan Phillips, the Department of Health, pushing for, you know, aggressively getting more healthcare workers under the vaccine agenda. Now, in 2010, There were over 330 vaccines on the market, and some were in development. Now, states are changing policies regarding vaccine requirements, and administrative authorities, you know, have to approve the administration of these vaccines. So right now, we've got a lot of states jockeying with legislative bills, you know, trying to remove the stumbling block so that they don't really need parental permission to vaccinate as many people, especially newborns, toddlers, school-age kids. And money is attached to those vaccines from federal grants. So that means hospital authorities, nursing homes, schools, state governments, which don't reach their 90% vaccination percentile, that saturation point, they may see their federal funds reduced. It's like a, you know, a fine, if you will. So our constitutional and God-given rights here being violated big time. Billions of people, their immune systems are affected by this stuff. So where did the vaccine originate? Well, Edward Jenner's influence on cowpox in 1796 inspired the term vaccine. So the term vaccine was adopted from the Latin vaccinus, derived from the term vacca, meaning cow. Well, it's really all a hypothesis behind the vaccines, these remedies for disease or preventing disease, really aren't supported by scientific research, as Dr. Anthony Morris confirmed back in the 70s when he was the chief virologist for the FDA's vaccine program. He kind of blew the whistle. He got fired, and they attempted to ruin his career. But he had access to decades of research on vaccines, and what he found was there wasn't one shred of scientific evidence that supported all the claims that they make when they're vaccines. Actually, what the studies proved is vaccines create all internal medicine disease, inflammation, and it weakens the immune system, actually makes cripples out of everybody on an immune system level, according to him. So we're led to believe that these toxins they put in the vaccine will stimulate our own natural immune system to recognize the disease, make an antibody for it, and voila, we have immunity from the disease down the road. The other hypotheses are the adjuvants that they use, the squalene, the aluminum sulfites, the phosphates, and now the super-duper E. coli bacteriums are going to make these vaccines more efficient. But the thing is they give people in the 50 to 75 age percentile more of the adjuvants, which we've already proven is bacteria. That's all adjuvants are, to make the supposedly treatment work better. They're just giving you more bacteria directly into your blood supply. That's just not normal. So it weakens the immune system and creates a lot of problems. So wherever your genetic weakest link is, your vaccines are going to exploit that. So medicine has a list of reasons why a vaccine will not supposedly improve immunity. Yeah, they've got excuses, all right. And they are careful to avoid admitting vaccines don't protect you. So here is a list of reasons why a patient would not benefit from a vaccine. They'll say things like the disease used, is the reason some diseases are better than others. Maybe the vaccine strain, it was a different strain of disease. And so that's why the vaccine didn't protect you. They say the patients don't keep to their vaccination schedules and get their booster shots. They'll say some patients just don't respond well to vaccines. It's known as non-responders. In other words, it's the patient's fault. And, of course, they'll say other reasons are patients' ethnicity, age, and gene pool are to blame. Well, according to microbiologist Howard Yurnoferitz, he says the government will not fund science that makes it look culpable. He's a microbiologist. He's a PhD, wrote for the Boston Globe. Well, I believe that. So people really haven't stopped to think about considering the booster shots that are needed, why they're told that some patients don't develop any antibody protection from a vaccine a vaccinated disease? Well, Dr. Harold Buttram answered these questions in 2011. He did a report called Basics of the Human Immune System Prior to Introduction of Vaccines, and Are Vaccines Turning Our Children's Immune Systems Inside Out? He says, when you inject a disease into the bloodstream, you bypass the natural immune system checkpoints, which I was explaining earlier. These checkpoints help the immune system to identify the disease threat and to manufacture the antibody. If the disease turns up unexpectedly in the blood, the immune system thinks the pathogen is supposed to be there and does not make an antibody. So when blood is analyzed, there are no antibodies to the disease, and this is why people get booster shots. Stupid. So this is also the reason that so-called non-responders are in the mix. There's no such thing. But the vaccine works opposite of what is we're being told that it does. It doesn't protect you from disease. It gives you disease. Okay? Let's see. Dr. Lancelot, he's an MD. He says, vaccines are used to test biological weapons. He says, I found that vaccines are used to spread disease. They are used for targeted genocides. Well, I mean, they got the DNA down now, the sequencing. They can do it faster and better, cheaper. So I guess they could, you know, custom make a vaccine or a pathogen to take certain ethnic groups out, right? I mean, I think I saw a show. I was, can't remember the name of the show, but the whole premise of the story was that they wanted to kill somebody that was ahead of this corporation because they were this guy and as the head of the corporation was standing in somebody's way of getting some sort of asset. So what they did is they got a hold of his DNA records and they custom made a virus, a virulent virus, to his DNA. And they found out his DNA was similar when it was on the lineage line of Genghis Khan. So they just tailored the DNA to his family tree of Genghis Khan DNA. And so anybody that came in contact with the virus didn't get sick, but only he did and died within a couple of hours. Supposedly that's the storyline. But you know how it is. You know, you wonder, you know, you look at Star Trek back in the 70s. And the phones, the communicators, and here we are with all these cell phone devices. So you got to ask yourself, are these little snapshots that you're getting in TV and movies, you know, kind of telling you what's coming? Well, vaccine attorney Alan Phillips has also mentioned that healthcare workers have reported to him that hospitals are being bought out all over the country. And this is not a coincidence, especially since healthcare dictatorship is, you know, now on a roll. So the healthcare workers all over for a lot of years have noticed there's this increased tyranny, basically oppressive management within the hospital, and people aren't happy. There's a low morale amongst hospital workers, and nurses typically quit within 6 months. So I personally wouldn't advocate anybody getting a vaccine because it just goes against everything natural. It goes against what God created. And I truly believe Dr. Carly's right. It creates all internal medicine disease, so it keeps a steady flow of patients through the medical mechanism, if you will. So if you want to learn how you can cleanse the blood, you know, strengthen the immune system because it's been suppressed by antibiotics and vaccines. You want to bring it up to normal level. There's a way to do that. And the immune boosting and organ cleansing experts can show you how, and that would be Apothecary Herbs. And you want to call and get their free catalog, okay? The toll-free number is 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663. Yes, it is possible to take back your health destiny, yep, and be more in control of that. All right, so we got a few minutes. So we're going to be talking about some organic mood syndrome. People say, what the heck is that? Well, how would you know if you had it? You know, what if someone said, oh, you have organic mood syndrome? Uh-huh. How would you know you had that? Well, according to the Medical Dictionary and Manual for Diagnostic Mental Disorders, organic mood syndrome is another way of naming drug-induced depression. Mm-hmm. Notice I said drug-induced. Not normal occurring depression, but you got it from a medical treatment, basically. So although we're told by doctors that drug companies that there's really no strong scientific evidence in print that supports an association of depressive symptoms or suppressive disorders caused by a prescription drug, nonetheless, there is suggestive evidence to that effect. So suggestive evidence is when a suspect drug is discontinued and the symptoms of depression go away. That's what that means. You stop the drug, you get better, right? All right, so depression by itself is bad enough, but when it has to come along with, you know, a drug treatment you're on for some other illness or disease, well, that's bad. Statistics are saying that 15% of organic mood syndrome ends in suicide. That's terrible. So why are doctors downplaying or ignoring this epidemic? Well, acknowledging drug-induced depression undermines the effectiveness of their drug treatments, and you won't come to them. You won't trust them anymore. See? So we just will pretend it's not there. Let's pretend it's not there. Well, what are the symptoms? Well, being depressed can be the following. You may have a lack of energy. You feel listless, you know, feel run down, decreased concentration, changes in your cognitive abilities, also known as your psychomotor, acute fatigue, appetite changes, disruption in sleep patterns, diminished interests in activities, you know, that you once enjoyed. Maybe you have feelings of sadness or despair, or you may cry. You may just feel like you want to cry. You want to be aware that, you know, you don't have a thyroid disease that can be mistaken for symptoms of depression. So definitely want to get that cleared up. So let's look at the list. There's a long list of the kinds of drugs that can cause you to feel depressed. According to AARP in their website, there are 10 major classes of drugs that are known to cause drug-induced depression. So patients also really don't realize that most physicians won't review the drug list when you complain about being depressed. Okay. Instead, the doctor will give you another drug to control the symptoms of depression. So there is a class of drugs that could make you feel blue. If you're on beta blockers for angina or high blood pressure, you know, to slow your heart rate, it blocks the hormone adrenaline, it lowers your blood pressure, but also it's prescribed for things like migraines and tremors and arrhythmia and glaucoma. So medical science says it does not know why this drug causes people to feel depressed. However, scientifically, we know that by blocking hormones, it causes a neurotransmitter problem. All right, and then if you're on corticosteroids, a lot of people get prescribed that for inflammation to treat rheumatoid arthritis or lupus or gout or some other type of inflammatory condition. So these drugs lower your serotonin levels and cause depression or other types of psychiatric disorders, actually. All right, now maybe you're on benzodiazepine tranquilizers. Used for anxiety or muscle spasms or insomnia. These drugs affect your central nervous system by depressing it. So these drugs can build up in the liver and create toxic levels, giving patients what is known as a hangover effect, and it causes them to feel depressed. So doctors will often do blood tests to check the liver enzymes to make sure that the liver is producing sufficient enzymes to try to neutralize the toxic effects of this medication. So here's a hint. If your liver blood work comes back and your enzymes are elevated, your doctor is usually going to take you right off that drug in a lickety-split and put you on something else because that liver is already in duress. Okay? All right, another list of drugs we should be watching out for are the Parkinson drugs. These drugs affect dopamine, or the neurotransmitter dopamine, which affects your motor function and reduces tremors. But the dopamine is one of the three neurotransmitters known to be associated with depression, and the drug promotes high levels of dopamine causing depression. Also on the list are your hormone replacement drugs. They usually give those to treat symptoms of menopause, or they're used for oral contraceptives. They do contain artificial estrogen. And again, these drugs manipulate hormone levels, cause all kinds of dysfunction, including depression. And then stimulants, if anybody's out there on stimulants, usually these are prescribed to treat daytime sleepiness from hyperinsomnia. So some people that have narcolepsy may be on stimulants, people with sleep apnea, people with just general fatigue or ADHD will be on stimulants. So these drugs increase dopamine levels and prolong exposure to the dopamine, which, you know, kind of just translates into domino effect of depression. Then some people are on anticonvulsants for seizures. Sometimes these drugs are also given for conditions of bipolar disorder or other mood disorders. And what the drugs do is they limit the seizures by blocking signals affecting the neurotransmitters, your chemical messengers, but it's also known to have a side effect of depression. And then some people are on proton pump inhibitors or H2 blockers. These are to block gastric acid or acid reflux disease. And medical science really doesn't know why these drugs also cause depression, but it's speculated that it's the pH that's disrupting changes in your brain chemicals. And then a statin, the lipid-lowering drugs to lower cholesterol, often are paired with other cardiovascular drugs, and these drugs deplete cholesterol from the system, affects the brain chemicals, and then releases the neurotransmitters, and you've got an influx and depression. And lastly, the anticholinergic drugs. These are used to treat digestive cramps, GI tract disorders. It's supposed to slow the digestive tract down and reduce stomach acid production by blocking the neurotransmitter acetylcholine, responsible for the muscle contraction. And so the drug directly affects your central nervous system, causing depression, sedation, and cognitive impairment. So be careful with those type of drugs as well. I had heard a lot of the drugs for acid reflux, GERD, all that kind of stuff, inhibiting the acid pumps in the digestive system can also mess with memory, you know, kind of bring on dementia. So be careful, do your homework on all that stuff. And personally, I'd try to find something natural to deal with it. So all these drugs cause depression with their, even with their generic names. You want to see references. You can go to alternativementalhealth.com and you can plug in your drugs that cause depression and you can get the generic names as well. And by the way, the popular drug for the treatment of acne called Accutane also causes drug-induced depression and suicide, usually given to teenagers in high school. And 1 in 16 Americans, or 17 million people, have acne problems. So in 2000, over 600,000 people were taking Accutane, and by 2012, 5 million were using it. Of course, pregnant women on Accutane have a 10% chance their baby is going to have facial birth defects. So face it, you know, when you got drugs doing stuff like that, you know, you have really no business taking them, right? So we live in interesting times, we do. Stress levels have elevated over the last 20 years, and the last thing we need is to take a drug that induces more mood disorders and depression. Personally, I'd never take a prescription drug to manage my metabolism problem. I would prefer to use diet and exercise and medicinal herbs to help strengthen the body, work through it, resolve it, make those changes, be in control. And it is effort. But the alternative is to just pop a pill and let somebody else worry about it. But the problem is nobody's worrying about it for you. Not really. They're not. I used to work in medicine. I'm going to tell you, they don't worry. They don't lose any sleep over your problem. Okay? So disease management through your drugs is going to make you a patient for life. Not my cup of tea, thanks. Some people think that, you know, they're in pretty good health. They've taken just, you know, 2, 3, 4 medications. We're a pretty healthy bunch. Well, my mindset is, you know, that's not health if your metabolism is propped up by drugs. So when you elevate the treatment or therapy, you know, when you're evaluating therapies that are recommended to you, always ask, is this going to make me strong and independent, or am I going to be weak and dependent on this drug? There's always another way. There is. God didn't expect you to need a pharmaceutical industry to stay healthy. Okay? So, you know, when I was growing up, I heard that a lot from my family members. They were always, there's always another way. They were very proactive. They used a lot of natural things, and there's a lot of safe herbs out there that are safer and work even better than drugs. A lot of scientific research has proven that. Let me give you an example. A lot of people are taking Coumadin or Werfen, which is really a rat poison, to reduce blood clots so they don't have strokes. Okay, so in small amounts, they say the rat poison's not poisonous. Uh-huh. Well, they tested hawthorn berry, and it worked better than the drugs at reducing the risk of blood clots. Because what happens is the hawthorn berry has flavonoids, helps your blood balance and keep that fibrinogen protein, which is required so that you don't have clumpy blood cells causing clots, but that you're not going to bleed if you cut yourself either. So you have normal clotting is what it works out to be. So you don't have to risk taking rat poison. You could, you know, check out hawthorn berries. Scientific evidence says that works just as good or better than the drugs. And no side effects. Cheaper, too. So it strengthens the heart muscle. So if you have a lack of oxygen or blood flow to it, that heart muscle will last longer without damage when you're using hawthorn. So check that out. ThePowerHerbs.com, they have it in a liquid. You know, just that dose, throw it in a beverage, don't even know it's there. Ah, it's just awesome stuff. God's herbs are good. Yep. He said they're here for the healing of the nations, and I believe that. God can't lie. I choose to believe in creation. You know, I am very suspicious of a lot of scientific stuff because it's really all about the money. That's what I think. A lot of it is. So check out thepowerherbs.com. Get a free product catalog. Get empowered. Check out your options. Just don't take my word for it. Go do your homework. Research. Do it. Do it. Do it. Thepowerherbs.com. 866-229-3663. 866-229-3663. If you're outside the U.S., 704-885-0277. Do it today. The information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease. Seek medical advice, if you dare, from a licensed medical physician before using any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Till next time, be well. Oh.